Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
We got to spend the afternoon with the dogs, and I loved it. Thank you, Corona PD, for having us out yesterday. We are gearing up for Kelly and Anthony's Dog Days of Summer.
And let me just clarify, when you say the dogs, we're not talking about the homies. We're talking about, like, the actual...
Oh, they are homies now.
The actual canines. And, yeah, this is something fun we're doing, which is actually going to kick off next week. It's our Dog Days of Summer, where we are going to be all around the city of Corona raising funds to help get them, hopefully... two new canine officers.
And throughout the week, we're going to be just demonstrating how important these dogs are to the city and the community. Yesterday, we got to run some drills with them, and it's amazing how smart these dogs are.
It's insane. They showcased what the dogs can do, what people can't do.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure these officers could find, you know, the perp who's hiding behind.
The perp, look at you.
I know. They taught me phrases. And if the dogs do everything so much faster, and it's incredible how they pick up scents and all the training that they go through. It is just super cool to see in action.
If you want to donate now, you can do that. You can get your donations in at kfrog.com, or you can find us when we are out and about. All of the locations where we're going to be are also listed there, and it actually kicks off this Saturday. It'll be your first chance to come see us.
Yeah, we'll be at Dos Lagos in Corona for Cars and Coffee. Nice little car show. Come check those out. Have a sip of a little coffee, and also Corona PD will be there with us, and we'll be taking some donations, have some really cool custom shirts that are there for a limited time.
Limited quantity.
They will go very, very fast. So get yours, and then all the proceeds for those will go back to the police department.
And yeah, these dogs, very, very smart. Anthony and I, not so much. In fact, there was something I said yesterday that still has me cringing. I'm going to share just how dumb I am coming up after 6 o'clock.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Hi, my name is Kelly, and I am an idiot.
Hi, Kelly.
I did something yesterday that still has me cringing. The worst part was I made a fool of myself in front of Corona PD yesterday.
Yeah, you thought that the officers decorate their vests like you would a JanSport backpack in elementary school. He had a patch on his vest that said A+ POS.
Now, on his bulletproof vest, there was the thin blue line flag, and then underneath it was that patch. And I was like, oh, funny guy, POS, I know what that stands for. So I asked him, can I ask you a dumb question? I wasn't lying. It was a very dumb question. I said, is that supposed to be funny? And one of the other officers said, no, that's not funny. That's his blood type. And I went, ew.
That's right, Kelly, in case he needs a transfusion or something to save his life.
And then took a while, and then you put together what I thought it was, and then even you did, like, the eye roll, forehead smack, shake your head, like, wow, did you just say that?
I'll tell you this, and I think the only reason I did know that is because my wife has worked in law enforcement, and I already knew about it. So had I not, I may have been on the same page with you. But not yesterday.
Nope, he didn't get that patch at Hot Topic. That was to save his life, so... Sorry about that, Officer Zunica. Thank you for having us out yesterday.
K-Frog, sneaky sound send-off.
Well, after that, let's try and send you to Cabo, shall we?
It's another guess at the sneaky sound. This is your chance to head out to Cabo to see Riley Green, Tucker Wetmore, and John Party correctly identify it, and you are going. Here is the sound.
And we have been given the green light to give you another hint. So your hint... for this hour, because we might give you more than one today, is that this is a sound a child is more likely to make.
Well, I mean, I guess you could put me in that category too, because I'm not going to give away too much. So here's the sound again.
All right, if you know what that sneaky sound is, be caller number 10, identify it, and you are going to Cabo. Give us a call at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
K-Frog, sneaky sound send-off.
Nicole in Moreno Valley, we've given you a whole bunch of guesses, and we really want to send you to Cabo to see Riley Green, Tucker Wetmore, and John Party So what do you think that sneaky sound is?
I think it's the back of goggles. When you're putting goggles on your head and it's like snapping.
Okay, so it's snapping goggles to the back of your head.
Yes, the plastic straps.
Okay, Nicole, well, make sure you pack your goggles when you go to Cabo because you are right!
We are going to send you Labor Day weekend down to Cabo to spend the weekend with Riley Green, Tucker Wetmore, and John Party. Nicole, did you know that sound before we gave you the last hint?
I thought it was, yes, but it did help to confirm.
Oh, well done. What a trip you are going on, my goodness. Do you, by the way, do you need goggles to go swimming underwater?
Yes, I do.
Okay, me too. Wow, see, Kelly, it's not just
kids. I'll be taking them to Cabo.
Taking them to Cabo, perfect.
Yay!
Well, Nicole, we are so happy for you. Have a great time in Cabo.
Thank you so much. You guys made my day, made my week.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Dating has either changed a lot or I witnessed the creepiest guy trying to hit on a woman the other day.
Oh, tell me.
So I'm at the car wash, my car, and next to me there is a younger woman cleaning out her car, and then next to her is a gentleman cleaning out his car. Well, gentleman, I don't know yet. But the two of them are talking, and I can hear because I'm on that side of my car vacuuming things out. And he's obviously interested in her. He's asking her where she works and what she likes to do. And she's giving him so much information to where, like, the mom in me is like, girlfriend, stranger danger, like, pump the brakes a little bit. Well, that really comes into play when they wrap things up and she's getting ready to leave. And he goes, okay, so should I text you or do you want to text me? And she goes, you go ahead and text me. He goes, okay, grabs a lollipop out of his car and goes, here, this is for you. Mm. Hands her a lollipop. What?
Okay.
Is this a thing?
I don't hate it, actually. If I have good conversation with somebody, they want to reward me with a treat afterwards. Okay.
You are not taking a lollipop from a strange dude at the car wash.
Was he driving a van?
Yeah, with no windows. But it was so weird that, like, my kids were with me, and Colt's standing there, and he sees this guy hand her the lollipop, and he looks at me like, I want one. And I was like, get in the car.
That is legitimately taking a candy from a stranger.
It is.
Oh, jeez.
And I don't, maybe this is this guy's MO, and he is like, I seal the deal. Nothing's going to, like, hook, line, and sinker more than a dum-dum.
I hope it's something cute and not like he's like the next, you know, lollipop serial killer guy, you know?
I don't know, but I really want to tell that girl, like, do not eat that candy.
What kind of lollipop? Was it like a blow pop or was it something like a little cheapy?
It didn't look like a cheapy dum-dum. I don't know if it was a blow pop, but it did look like a bigger sucker. It was big enough that I saw it and went, that's strange.
Just depending on the quality of the sucker, it would kind of tell me a little bit more about the guy.
Where do I rate on your sucker scale?
Then I might text him, yeah. Not me personally, her. Quick, play the song.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Awkward little moment we had when we went camping the other day. I brought a bottle of wine. And so mommy went to go unwind at the end of the night. And where we were staying, we didn't have a wine opener. And I didn't think to bring one. So immediately my husband goes into like survival mode and it's like he's trying to recall everything from Boy Scouts and they don't teach you that in Boy Scouts, but he's like, if we had a nail and some duct tape, and I was like, if we don't have a wine opener, we don't have that. And so he's like, I can open it. Don't worry, I'll figure it out. And I was like, I got this. Grab my bottle of wine, walked outside and I was like, there are a ton of people camping. Somebody has to have one in their RV. Saw a very nice looking woman across the way, walked over to her. I said, excuse me, do you happen to have a wine opener? Had my bottle of wine. And she's like, as a matter of fact, I do. So she let me open my bottle of wine. I said, hey, would you like a glass? She was like, no, I'm fine. And I walked back to my trailer all happy. But I was thinking about it. I was like, I don't know the last time I've actually gone to borrow something from a neighbor, especially something random like that. I guess it's different when you're camping.
It's kind of an old school feel. My wife and our next door neighbor, they actually do that pretty often. They like both like to bake a lot. So it's like literally the, like, hey, can I borrow some sugar or borrow an egg or something like that?
Right.
You know?
That's very old school.
Right? I have another neighbor a couple of houses down. When we were building the deck in the backyard, it was taking me forever because I don't have, like, the high powered tools. He works in construction, so this dude had, like, I was like, bring the Bobcat over.
He's
like,
the go-to.
So I probably borrowed, gosh, 9, 10 different tools of his because it was just so much easier to get the project done because we had the right stuff.
That reminds me during COVID when everybody was supposed to be like safe at home. Everybody was doing like home improvement projects. And so we borrowed a nail gun from our neighbor. And I was like, safe at home. I've never used one of these. And here I am all throughout my house.
What were you nailing?
Like our little wood trim on the floor. We were messing with the flooring.
Oh, just the little thin skinny nails.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. They weren't the big ones. What'd you say, Art?
No.
What was the last thing that you borrowed from your neighbor? Was it something like eggs or sugar? Or was it a nail gun or a wine opener?
Could be anything. Give us a call or text at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Thank God for good neighbors. They can get you out of a pinch, like I found out this weekend. It wasn't a normal neighbor situation, but went camping at the Temecula KOA down at Vail Lake Resort. I brought a bottle of wine. Didn't bring anything to open it with. So I had to venture out, go make friends with my neighbor. And luckily, trailer next to us, very nice woman. With a wine opener.
And it was so nice of you to offer, hey, would you like to have a glass with me?
Well, I figured, you know, if I'm going to borrow something from her, I should give her something in return, right?
And she said, no, thank you. You crazy.
Which drunk. Was even nicer. I was like, thank you.
More for
I
me.
Really needed the whole bottle.
Yeah, I shared that my wife and our next door neighbor, they bake a lot. So they're doing like the old school, like, oh, hey, can I borrow some sugar? Can I borrow an egg? Can I borrow like butter, little baking things like that? And then a couple houses down. I borrowed about 10 or 11 different tools from my neighbor who does construction. We were making a deck in the backyard, and I'll tell you what, it got done a lot faster using his tools than mine.
Your Fisher-Price tools?
They're not Fisher-Price.
951 said, this actually happened to us. We sent our kids over to ask the neighbor for sugar. Our kids looked at us and said, is this how you guys did things in the olden days?
The olden days. Yes, the 90s.
Yep. Joyce and Downey, what was the last thing you borrowed from a neighbor?
I borrowed the neighbor's kid to go through the doggy door because I locked myself out of my house.
How old are the neighbor kids?
They're like around 5.
Perfect size to go through the doggy door?
Yep.
Did they try and tax you for it, though, afterwards? They were like, hey, cough up some money. We got you in your house.
No, because I gave them a bunch of toys that my grandkids grow out of, so it's a wash.
See, and that's the best kind, is when you have those neighbors where you can go ask them to borrow something and they're not going to try and tax you later. Like, well, you know, you came over and I had to get you out of your house. If you would have had to call a locksmith, you know how expensive that would have been?
A lot of these people on Facebook, too, chiming in, is a lot of meals that they were making.
Mm-hmm.
And now for me, if I'm going to cook, I've got to make sure that I have everything before I start making it, right?
Okay, well, check this one out. Text message from Erica in the 562 says, it just happened to me last night. I was making spaghetti and meatballs for me and the kids, opened up the cabinet, realized I didn't have any sauce. So I went next door. I asked my neighbor, can I borrow a cup of spaghetti sauce? And she just gave me the jar. She couldn't believe that I would only ask for a cup.
Yeah, what are you going to take your one cup over there, have her pour it in, and then walk it back home? Take the whole jar and then replenish the jar. Go buy a jar and give her that back, right?
Would you replenish it, though, or would you just be like, thanks, neighbor?
No, I'd give her another jar. I'd give her a jar back. That's the right thing to do.
Same brand, or are you going to buy the off-brand?
It might be the cheaper one.
Can't beat Kelly on K-Frog, thanks to Provident Bank. Helping Southern Californians live fully and bank simply for over 70 years. Go to myprovident.com.
All right, Terry, how do you do with trivia?
Not usually well, but let's give it a whirl.
We have not had a lot of confidence this week.
Nobody ever comes in with confidence. Okay, Terry, well, I know you can get this one right. Say goodbye to Kelly as she exits the studio.
Goodbye.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Terry, I have 3 pop culture trivia questions for you. If you get more right than Kelly, you're going to walk away with $100. Keep in mind that all ties will go to Kelly. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
After receiving thousands of customer complaints and suggestions, Burger King is launching the Whopper Guarantee, where if your Whopper isn't made correctly, they'll remake it for free. Which iconic burger came first, the Whopper or the Big Mac?
Oh, the Big Mac.
Tom Brady knows a thing or two about rings, but this time he may be stepping into one. The 7-time Super Bowl champion is reportedly in talks with the WWE about a possible match against Logan Paul. What does WWE stand for?
Oh, gosh. Worldwide Exercise.
Ella Langley suffered a wardrobe malfunction during her show in Baltimore on Saturday, but handled it like a pro by throwing on a Ravens jersey and finishing the concert. The city's Major League Baseball team is also named after a bird. What is it?
Eagles? I don't know.
Bring Kelly back in. Tell me, what fun plans do you have for today?
I am cleaning the house, and that's about it.
Which I'll tell you this.
Not so
you hear
fun.
Cleaning the house, you might think, oh, that's a boring day. I don't think there's anything. If you get in like a good cleaning mode, and then once you're done and you got that spotless house, that's a good day.
I just don't want to go outside also. There's that.
And there's that too. And the heat kind of freaks us out also. All right, Kel, welcome back.
All right. Speaking of bringing the heat, let's go.
Okay. After receiving thousands,
trying to pump myself up.
After receiving thousands of customer complaints and suggestions, Burger King is launching the Whopper Guarantee, where if your Whopper isn't made correctly, they'll remake it for free. Which iconic burger came first, the Whopper or the Big Mac?
Total guess, the Big Mac.
The Big Mac is incorrect. Terry also guessed that. I would have guessed that as well.
Wow.
Whopper came out in 1957. Big Mac was 1967.
Wow.
Interesting,
wow.
Right?
Okay, fast food facts.
We don't know our burgers. All right, question two. Tom Brady knows a thing or two about rings, but this time he may be stepping into one. The 7-time Super Bowl champion is reportedly in talks with the WWE about a possible match against Logan Paul. What does WWE stand for?
It stands for World. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Wrestling. Entertainment.
Correct.
Is it really?
That's right, yeah. I know you don't know your wrestling stuff, so good job on that one. Terry said the worldwide exercise. Was that what you were? Which isn't a bad guess. They are kind of exercising. Kelly will get the point there. It is 1-0 heading into question three. Ella Langley suffered a wardrobe malfunction during her show in Baltimore on Saturday, but handled it like a pro by throwing on a Ravens jersey and finishing the concert. The city's Major League Baseball team is also named after a bird. What is it?
Orioles.
The Orioles. Yes, that is right. Terry going with the Eagles. I know. Terry, rough morning. But you know what? We are not going to give you the money, but we are going to give you tickets to see Zach Bryan at Snapdragon Stadium on July 31st.
Yay. Awesome. Thank you.
Are you trying to trip me up with the wrestling stuff?
Sometimes I try to, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Well,
I got lucky today.
Good job. You did. Maybe so, I'll have another one. Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe I'll just sing to you then.
Yeah.
You can't beat me. Summer has definitely got the best of my house right now. So Carter's question is going to be a little different today. We didn't get a chance to record the question, but I know what he wanted to ask. And having my 11-year-old at home, he is full of questions. But this one, it was almost a bragging right for him. This last weekend, we went camping. He competed in a cannonball contest.
Oh.
Yes, it was actually really fun. Everybody gathered around the pool. There were probably 30 kids who did this cannonball contest. Carter got third place.
Nice job, Cartman.
Nice little splash action he had going on. He got a little prize pack. So for Carter's question, what was the last competition you entered into?
Ooh. Last competition.
Yeah. Can you think of one that you entered and how well did you do in that competition? Oh, gosh. What is that smile?
Okay. So back in the day, there was Roller City 2000. It was the roller rink in Riverside.
Okay.
Now it's like a Harbor Freight. One of Tori's friends. I'm so sorry. I just spit everywhere on you, Kelly.
I saw it.
One of Tori's friends. Her kid had a birthday party there, and it's, you know, it was like a 8-year-old birthday party thing, so the kids are smaller, and at the time, I was probably, let's say, like mid to late 20s.
This was last week, huh?
And they bring all the kids out for different games. They do like the limbo. They do skating competitions, so they're like, all right, let's bring all the boys out. Let's see who could do the fastest lap. There's like 8 kids out there. I thought, you know what? I'm a boy. I'll go partake.
No, you didn't.
I did. I didn't push anybody down. But I ended up winning it. And I'm like, why did you feel like you had to go out there and beat all these 8-year-olds in a skating contest?
Did they cry? They were like, why is the old man skating?
No, but then I did like a victory lap
you
and was kind of trash talking a little bit. You're not as good as me.
You're terrible.
I know. I didn't want to tell that story, but I had nothing else to share.
So, proud moment, huh?
That was my last competition.
Did you win anything for it?
No, I just lost my dignity. That was it.
Okay. Well, speaking of lost dignity, the last, I don't know if this was the last, but the one that comes to mind for the last competition that I competed in, it was a...
What?
It was a booty shaking contest.
Kelly!
It was a long time ago. It was at a bar in downtown Fullerton. This was like pre-kids. Okay, but it's the last thing that comes to mind because I won.
Of course you did.
I did get a nice little prize pack from the bar of all, like, you know, the swag that the liquor brings in.
Was this pre-art?
No, I'm pretty sure Art was there. That actually might have sealed the deal, why he put a ring on it.
And then he proposed the next day.
Oh. What was the last competition you entered into, and how well did you do?
You and that wagon, Kel, my goodness. Give us a call or text, 888-431-3764.
Man, the competitiveness is coming out. Carter's question, what was the last competition that you competed in? He did a cannonball contest over the weekend, took third place. He was very proud of himself. Anthony, somebody is calling you out in text messages. Did you see this?
Yeah.
You talked about how you won a competition at a roller rink. No, no, no. There was recently a trivia contest. Do you remember that?
951 says, wait, didn't Anthony compete in a trivia contest at Disneyland and suck? Here's the thing. Out of like six people, I got second. So no, I didn't suck. I was... Well, here's the thing,
too. You didn't
too.
Win.
We were able to, like, phone a friend, kind of, and it was, and they hit me with a Bluey question that I could not remember, and it was still so early in the morning, I couldn't call my wife to get my daughter on the phone to tell me the answer. So that was ultimately why I think I ended up losing. I'm not blaming.
Oh, you're blaming it on your daughter.
I'm not blaming anybody. But my,
how dare you sleep when daddy's trying to win a trivia contest.
The way I would have won, she was still asleep. Tell, you say what you just said to me before we started talking.
Oh, well, we got a text message from, what is it, the 951 says, I was a competitive ice skater in junior high. I actually won third place. So that's pretty cool for a major competition. And that got me thinking.
What you're about to share, I also, this is brand new information. I never knew this about you.
I used to compete when it comes to bowling. And I actually went to state tournament for bowling when I was probably 12 years old.
12 years old.
Yeah, it was a really
states for bowling.
And you want to know the funniest part? So on brand.
There were gutters?
No.
Or there weren't gutters, bumpers?
I got in trouble. I got dress coded at the state competition because your skirt had to be longer than your fingertips, and mine was just above my fingertips, and it had a slit in it. Mm-hmm. I needed to slide. I needed a little room.
And then it was from that point on, you gave up bowling and decided, you know what? I'm going to be a professional booty shaker.
No, I actually went to volleyball. I traded in my skirt for spandex. Terry and Fontana, what was the last thing you competed in?
Was it me? It was my husband.
What did he compete in?
Hot dog eating contest.
And how did he do?
He won.
Ooh, Anthony. My hot dog connoisseur friend over there. How would you do in a competition like that?
I wouldn't mind entering one just to see. Because the last time we did something like that, I downed 5 in 5 hours, which was a piece of cake.
Yeah.
And I don't know. But then I also tried it the chestnut way, dipping it in water.
That's disgusting.
I will never do that again. Maybe I'll just enjoy a hot dog an hour. I don't think I need to competitively eat them.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.